Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. The spirit in the glass. Cara is on the floor with Julie and Rose. They are all painting big trees on a very large piece of paper, and afterwards they're going to hang the paper on the wall. The classroom is going to look like a forest. Cara cannot wait. Her sleeping bag and flashlight are waiting at home. They had a project this week about forests, and tonight the entire class is going to sleep in tents in the classroom. They're going to pretend they are in a forest. I'm so excited to sleep at the school, Cara sighs and looks at the forest. It is a little scary, and Lucas painted a witch between the trees. I am too, Julie says, wiping green paint off her fingers. But I don't like the witch. Julie points to Lucas's witch. Paint over it, Cara suggests quickly. She knows Julie is afraid of witches. Rose is afraid of thunder. Cara does not really know what she's afraid of, except clowns and scary dolls. Cara dips her brush in the paint and paints over the witch. Meanwhile, Julie pulls a glass out of her bag. I have something I want to try, she says, like it is a secret. What is it? Rose and Cara ask at the same time. Do you know the spirit in the glass? Rose and Cara shake their heads. It's a ghost game, Julie whispers and looks around the classroom. You summon some spirits and talk to them. I tried it with my cousin Camilla. It sounds scary, Rose mumbles and keeps painting. Cara thinks it sounds exciting. She likes ghost stories. She often borrows them in the library. How do you play the spirit in the glass? She asks. Julie sits down on the floor. She puts the glass down with a bunch of little scraps of paper. There is a number or a letter on each piece of paper. Julie puts the pieces of paper in a circle. Then she puts the glass in the middle. She turns it upside down. Put a finger on the glass, she says. Then we just have to ask if there is a spirit here. Julie smiles. This is so cool. If there is a spirit here, the glass will move towards the note with the word yes. The glass cannot move by itself. Rose moves away and looks at Cara with a shocked look in her eyes. Of course not, Julie says impatiently. The spirit moves the glass. Cool, Cara says. She wants to play, so she puts her finger on the glass. Julie does the same. Come on, Rose, Julie says. Rose crosses her arms. I don't want to do that, she replies, and she leaves. Julie is looking at the glass. Is anyone here? Cara stares at the glass. Nothing happens. Malou and Hamid come over to them. The spirit in the glass, Hamid says. He sounds excited. Can I join? Hamid sits down. Now there are three fingers.